ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. Extreme,
all right, kids, it's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. The Wheel of Candidates continues. There are 200 candidates for mayor of the city of Chicago. But it turns out
the other
now,
direction, actually. It's getting smaller.
Well, let's hope it gets smaller, because right now there seem to be five that are in good competition with each other.
Yeah.
And Gary Chico is one of them, and he is with us right now. And thank you very much for being here. Appreciate your time, sir.
Good to be with both of you. Mm-hmm. I don't see a fireplace in here.
We need one. You didn't bring one with you?
We need one.
Yes, that is for sure. All right, so let me just start with the news of the day here, because this is becoming it was born as a little monkey, and now it's a gigantic gorilla that has just entered into the room here in terms of the investigation into Ed Burke, and now it looks like Mike Madigan actually was a part of this over here. And this, to me, seems like a seismic change, not since the end of we were just talking about the Untouchables movie, not since the end of the Big Bill Thompson era in the history of Chicago, have you had a moment as consequential as the potential for a clean out in City Hall. You know, there are rumors that there may be double-digit numbers of aldermen that are targets of this investigation, and how high does it actually go? If you were to be mayor of Chicago, how does that role fit in with what's happening here?
Oh, I think Patty Baller once said Chicago ain't ready for reform. It's ready for reform now, and we need it. I've proposed several things that I think go right to the heart of the matter. No more aldermanic prerogative of one person deciding what happens from things as small as a liquor license to as big as Lincoln Yards. That's out. We have to take that power away from just one person. Secondly, no outside income. You work for the city, that's it. That's your income.
Would you raise the salary?
It's already $120,000. How high do we want to go? $120,000 is pretty good
these
money.
These guys can't make it out of
$120,000. But you're saying no other job. Like,
no,
they want to be a part-time
job.
Teacher, not allowed,
no
nothing.
No other job. $120,000. And term limits. Two terms, 3 terms. I'm open to that discussion. But now, do I expect these to be approved by the city council? No.
No.
So what do we do, Ro? We don't sit here and wring our thumbs. We've proposed one major change, and that is to take all three of those changes to the citizens to vote on in a binding referendum.
Ooh.
You want to take? Let's take it to the ultimate bosses, the people, and they'll impose that change. I don't expect this to come out of the council. I don't expect the alderman to say, here you go, take all my power. It's against human nature. And in order to accomplish these things, we ought to put it on the ballot and have the citizens of this city vote it up or down.
In terms of Rahm Emanuel, if you had to put one knock against what he's done, what would you say it is in terms of what you'd do differently?
Well, I think we're just different people. I mean, I think Rahm Emanuel did a number of things well. I think he lured a lot of businesses into this city. I really liked the program with the community colleges of giving everybody who attains at least a B in the CPS free college tuition. So, I mean, I think this is people in Chicago, they don't want to look back and complain. They want somebody who's going to be a leader who steps up to say, look, this is my vision. This is what we're going to do. And also has the maturity that when the previous mayor did something right, you build upon it. And when there have been gaps and things we haven't done well, we step up and
fill
those.
What is one of those gaps, though? Would you say?
I think we could have better relations with our teachers. I mean, I had great relationships with the teachers when I was chairman of the Chicago School Board. I don't think parents want all the drama of knowing that the teachers are going to go on strike, the schools are going to close. I want to work doubly hard on making sure that that relationship gets back to where it needs to be.
But the relationship sours over money. Generally, like I've learned that has happened before in other areas of the world.
Speaking
but,
for other people,
yes, but that's what it does. It comes down to that, and the question is how and you're uniquely qualified to answer this, right? Mm-hmm. As former chairman, what do we do about the budgets here? And obviously, education is very important. Public education is very
huge.
Important. This is a gigantic school district, right?
Yes.
And it's got some of the best schools in the country. I think that I cannot say that enough or loud enough that the Chicago public schools there are high schools and there are grade schools that rank amongst the top in the United States of America.
Correct.
And then you have some schools that are not performing as well, and some that they're not the worst, actually, as it turns out, but they need to perform better.
Yes.
So, having said that, How do we pay for this party?
Well, we've done it before. When I went to the school board in 1995, we had an enormous deficit. We solved that in a matter of 2 years. It was a $1.3 billion expected deficit.
How'd you solve it?
Cuts, revenue raise, and efficiencies.
So cuts, I mean, the teachers union is not going to love the idea of cuts.
Well, I didn't say cut teachers. There's a lot of other places to cut. We have to look at what we're spending on insurance. We have to look at what we're spending on technology. What are our I think we have to reorient our staffing levels. For example, I want to focus on psychologists, social workers, and special ed personnel. I don't want to have any other fluff. We have to really be careful about that. We got to look carefully at our food, our transportation budgets, and see where we can lean it up. Secondly, we do have to have some new money. I think there is an enormous amount of room to go back to Springfield. Now that J.B. Pritzker is there, we have somebody who doesn't believe that we're bailing out Chicago, who will actually look at it as an investment. They did not pick up all of the pension obligation that the city schools pick up for the teachers the way they do every other district in Illinois.
Right.
That's just for starters.
Well, that was specifically designed that way initially, right? I mean, there was logic behind the initial design of that.
Well, the point of the matter is that we're here now, and we should be treated like every other district. Also, let's face it, we've lost 80,000 students over the last 15 years or so. That 80,000 students that have been lost have cost us $500 million. And if we don't start to recruit our students back, and that goes to what you said earlier, Ro, making our schools more attractive.
Well, and I think we should talk about this, too, which is a very interesting dynamic is happening in Chicago. And we're going to see it in the 2020 census. We've already seen it in all these preliminary numbers. Chicago is getting smaller. Mm-hmm. But okay. Chicago is getting smaller, and it's getting, and the average income and wealth of Chicagoans is going up. And
yes.
It is the education level of the average Chicagoan is going up. We are attracting young urban professionals, to go back to the 1980s, if you will, and with literally the people that, you know, the working class folks in Chicago are leaving. Because they can't afford the taxes, there's crime in neighborhoods that have become untenable for them. But it's an interesting dynamic here. Let's talk about the attracting of business, because as you mentioned, Rahm Emanuel, I think, has done, I agree with you, done a great job with that. And if you look at Chicago City skyline, this is the most monumental change in the Chicago City skyline than it has been since the 1920s.
Totally agree.
Since
see all the cranes up. It's
totally agree.
So
nice
it's great on a lot of levels, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, those are all positive things. Mm-hmm. What do you do to keep that momentum going?
Well, first of all, you keep Chicago affordable. You talked about people leaving the city. I don't know if you've seen my commercials, but I based a large part of my campaign on affordability in Chicago. The working class families in this city can't take another brick on the back. We can't take Mendoza's taxes, and we can't take Breckwinkle's taxes. That's what they do. And one more brick on the back of these people, you'll really see an exodus in this city. Now, what do we do to make ourselves more attractive? Number one, we finished the project we started with the schools years ago. We need an even balance of excellence an opportunity all throughout the city, not just in five places, six places, all four corners of the city. When you do that, people will come. What am I talking about? Lakeview High School. People that live in Lakeview don't go to Lakeview High School, okay? There are people that want to go to selective enrollment schools. Mm-hmm. They apply. They have a 1 in 10 chance. They can't get in. What do? They either leave because they don't want to pay double tax in Chicago.
Right.
They don't want to pay a tax for tuition and the property tax. We have got to get our act together here quickly to keep this city attractive to families, or we'll keep bleeding population.
But there has to be. So no new taxes? I agree with you that it's crushing on a lot of people and making them rethink about what they can afford about staying in this city. But what are you wouldn't tax them?
Well, we owe it to the citizens of this city not to hit that button first, which is what we've been doing. Casino in Chicago. Chicago owns it. We have a wonderful operator, and we regulate it by the Illinois Gaming Board, maybe $300 million a year. These buildings that are surrounding us right now, these commercial office buildings, are getting an enormous break. They're underassessed. 300 North LaSalle, sold for $850 million, was assessed at $395. That's the reason Barrios isn't here anymore. That costs us a tremendous amount of money.
Okay, you brought this up, so let's go there. The assessment system property tax. I mean, let's just go to the Sun-Times story yesterday about Mike Madigan, right? And this Chinese national businessman coming in wanting to build a hotel, and the whole idea was about getting the property taxes reassessed for this lot that he wanted to, and the zoning changes, right? That's the game that has been played. You've been in this town your whole life, Gary. Mm-hmm. Tell me right now, Mr. Chico, how do we get around the endemic corruption that surrounds the tax laws? That's the big Megillah. That's basically the fentanyl, if you will, of the Chicago corruption issue.
Fentanyl. Let me think. Oh, anyway, what you're going to do, bad. First of all, is you start with a new assessor. You got Fritz Kagan,
right, we got a new one,
who seems to have the right moral compass about what to do. Secondly, I'm not telling you that when I accurately assess these office buildings that there's not going to be a property tax appeal system. There will be. But it all starts at the top with the leadership of the assessor's office. This man is different. I think he's going to do things differently. And remember, under the Constitution, we can't take away property tax owners' right to appeal. We just need to make sure that it's on the square. And I think we're going to see that happen.
A fairer system. But you don't think that will impact businesses that want to build these buildings and want to have their headquarters in the city?
We're talking about a fairly marginal impact to individual companies that make up these buildings. And I'd rather have the burden be on me, one of those companies right now, put it on me rather than the senior citizen who's on a fixed income who can't afford $300 or $400 a year more because these buildings got a break. We have to be smart about this.
Right, because the buildings can't move. That's the one thing that is true about this.
Well, they can get vacant. They can go vacant.
And then you're seeing some of that. Plus, if you want to bring new headquarters downtown, they want to build their own building in some cases.
I submit to you that no major company or even mid-sized company will not want to come here because we have a fair assessment system. It may raise the cost a little bit, but not nearly enough to deter somebody from coming here. And by the way, we're in a market clash with New York and Los Angeles. They are far more expensive than we are on the whole.
Mm-hmm. That's true, but they also I believe that there are a lot of businesses. I don't think this was the determining factor for Amazon, but I do think that this is
in everybody's
calculus about Chicago, which is that they figure there's a corruption tax in Chicago, that there's a certain amount, there's a price of doing business. You have to know the right people, you have to hire the right lawyers, you have to have the right organizations that are going to be backing you in this, because this is still a little bit of that Capone mentality of everybody's on the take in this town. Do you think? I ask you this now. Do you think that the news, the revelation of this Operation Whopper, as we are calling it.
Whopper.
Burger King.
It all started
Whopper.
With Burger King.
That's what we have until the feds come up with one.
Right, exactly. we've submitted to the feds. We hope we win the contest. Do you think that this will change that perception? Because I think this is going to be a 5-year story in Chicago, and mm-hmm. we'll have a 25-year throw.
It's up to us to make a change. Well, it's not going to happen by itself.
What are you going to do to make a change if you're mayor of Chicago, Gary Chico?
Three proposals. End aldermanic prerogative, no outside income as an alderman, and term limits, both on the mayor and the alderman. You're not going to see a 20-year mayor here anymore. It's not going to happen. I don't think it's in the DNA. We talked about millennials a while ago wanting to come here. I saw a very disturbing report in the last 48 hours that a third of them also want to leave. We had better get attuned to what the people of this city want to see mm-hmm. in order to keep them. And one of the issues is just what you said, corruption. People want that cleaned up. We have to clean it up. Crime, education, and affordability. They all go together.
We haven't mentioned this, and obviously this is a big one, too. This is number two on the hit parade for most of the polling. In terms of crime, what would you do? What changes would you make with the Chicago Police Department?
Mm-hmm. I've already called for a change in leadership. I believe it starts at the top. We have to model behavior. We are way down in the detective ranks of this department. We are not solving homicides. We solve 17% of them. Los Angeles and New York solve 80%+.
Would you go external for leadership in the Chicago Police Department, or stay inside?
We may. We won't limit the search just to Chicago. I think we have an enormous amount of talent here, right here in our Chicago Police Department. And let me say this to you. We have the vast majority of Chicago police officers are fine people and do a great job. We just saw in the last 2 months examples of three heroes who died protecting us.
Yeah.
We have to start with that and remember that. But I've called for the removal of Johnson. Why? I think we're down in the detective ranks. Community policing, which was a great bedrock of establishing relations between the community and police, has gone away. guns are proliferating over the borders from Indiana and Wisconsin into our city. I don't see any major initiatives coming out of the department to do anything about this.
Well, other than is that the police department's issue, or is that a legislative issue?
It's both. But I mean, if I were the police chief, I expect you to be clamoring.
You want to build a wall? How about a wall on the Skyway?
I think now
I got something here.
Right.
It's going to cost $40 to go across this, the Skyway.
No, but we may have a gun detector because I'll tell you what's happening. Wall. People are going over the border, buying guns, coming right back. You can't have this free flow of guns. I'm not talking about taking somebody's conceal and carry away. I'm talking about illegal guns. Somebody, straw purchasers go over, pick them up, hand them out to four gangbangers. They're on our streets. We need better cooperation, or we'll have to consider a federal lawsuit against our neighbors.
So you would consider that?
Yeah.
What is your website?
ChicoFromAir.com.
ChicoFromAir.com. All right. Every time I hear these websites, they are so easy. I wish I had squatted on all of them. I don't know why.
Would that have been a good business for you early on?
I know. Why didn't I think of that?
Darn it.
All right. Good luck out there.
Thank you very much, Anna.
Nice to see you, Chico. Let's now check in with Kim Gordon. What's coming up in the news at the top of the hour?